The Ghana Education Service and the West African Examination Council, WAEC, have been summoned to appear before the Parliamentary Select Committee on Education over the abysmal performance of students in the 2018 WASI. The results released last week indicate close to 200,000 students may not gain access to tertiary institutions in the country due to poor performance in the core subject. Chairman of the Education Committee is Siaka Stevens, and he has joined us on the line. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
How did the committee receive the news of the student performance in this year's WASI results?
Oh, thank you. My special regards to the listeners and everywhere. But in fact, the news wasn't pleasant, and this is not what we expect as a nation. And what we expect is that math, science, this time we should have control. Because if you compare other countries, to be able to move from where you are to another level, you should be very, very deeply involved in mathematics and English and science. So if this is what is happening, then you must show concern, especially as people representatives. That is part of our oversight system. So we just heard it, but WAEC has not yet had any statistics from them, facts and figures from them. And that's why as people representatives, we want to see GS itself, the WAEC. After WAEC, they will give us the statistics for us to know or hear what is happening. People, the media, everything. We don't want to carry our news from the media, social media and other things. We just want to listen to WAEC itself. And then probably at that platform, they will tell us the challenges and other things so that we can best address them, Parliament. That's all.
Now, this is not the first time students have performed poorly in the WASI. What prompted the summons by a committee this time around?
Well, the figure is huge, if I'm right.
Yes.
I'm quoting about 200.
Uh-huh.
If this year we happen to get another 200, then the investment in education so far, what is the point in it? Then it becomes pointless. People, there should be checks and balances. We should know the problem itself. So, at times, students perform. At times they don't perform at all. So the performance rate is actually undiluted. Tomorrow is that. So what should be the permanent solution? People should have confidence in their words. People should have trust in education. So that if you are sending your award to school, you know that 200 will not be dropouts. You have to continue elsewhere. That's why the technical universities are there. That's why other universities, Parliament, GS is trying, Minister of Education, NAPO, they are trying to talk about that the Bonsu University, upgrading technical universities, political technical universities. They are there for these students. And if they are failing, who will go and occupy the infrastructure there? And it will be a worry, and it will to retard our development when it comes to human capital. You see, so that's why we are most concerned.
Now, moving forward, sir, what do you think should be done to ensure that our students do well or perform very well in exams?
Well, that's the underlying factor. That's the more reason why we are calling GS to explain to us the lack of learning materials. We learned some time ago when it was around 24. And now, this time, it's 48, 50. Everybody can just go, just get to JSS, and there's mass promotion. So there's no cutoff point anywhere to regulate standard. And we want to know if that is what is causing that. Aside that, we don't know whether they have enough logistics in terms of textbooks, one student, one textbook or so. We are not aware of all these things. So the proper platform is meeting GS. They prepare the students and hand over them to WAEC. WAEC also examine them. The figures we are hearing is quite alarming. So WAEC will come and tell us and confirm if it's true. Then we define another strategy. That's all.
Yes, sir. The question is, have you met? When is the meeting supposed to come on?
Oh, we are thinking next week, Wednesday or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does the committee hope to achieve?
Well, we need to report to Parliament, for Parliament to take decision, because it is Parliament that approve GS funding, education and laughing. So if it's not being properly utilized, so that we get the full benefit of it, we need to report to Parliament and see properly the way forward. So we are there to see public purse. We are there to check it, control it, and make sure we get value for money.
Okay. So we appreciate your time with us. And Mr. Siaka Stevens is the chairman of the Education Committee.